Here's the whistle as they've got the score clock looking the way we want it. 2:59 on the clock is now ticking down. Undershoot handling the ball for the Knights. A bit more pressure and urgency from the Kings West Warriors. And a foul going to be called on Philip Wrigley, checked in at that break. There's foul on Wrigley and to the line, Derek Vandegraff. That's right, checked in for the senior. Right proud of his dad. He's been moving his family around as he serves for the Navy, serving our country in a time of need. Derek Vandegraff. This is the rebound. Schumacher high for the rebound. 40-28. And they cut away. Baseline bounce pass. Back to Moore goes Wansma and trying to do the same old thing, but he misses this time. Good job by Stan Moore, and he'll take it to the hoop. Working for him, so he's going to be the one. Philip Wrigley going to check in here. As Stan Moore is going to shoot two on four team fouls for the Knights. Moore to shoot two. Makes the first. Buys that front run, and in comes Philip Wrigley for Eric Wright. Right coming down, two fouls. Lazlo will take Wrigley's spot on the right side of the block. Jordan Hack to his right. Derek Vandegraff next to Kevin Schildmeier, and Moore is good. So it's a 10-point ball game. 2.5 to go on the clock. As Andrew shoots dribbles to Jordan Hack. Schildmeier trying to defend him, forcing a miss, tips, and then a jump ball on the rebound. Good fight by those two stars. Schildmeier wins the ball for King Church by virtue of the possession arrow. And in comes Eric Wright for Philip Wrigley. 2:27 o'clock, and Stan Moore will pick it up in the front court. Taking on Chad Moore. Baseline to Lamza. Good job by the kid from Paulsbo, and he hauls it down. And he shoots. Good job by Bryce Steele. He's got a vintage draft out here to Jesse Reese. 3-point effort is good. 33-4 Kings West, 2:03 on the clock. And only 7 points deficit. Timeout for the Sunnyside Knights. And Steele leads the charge off the bench as everyone for Kings West feels like they now have pulled themselves back in. As they cut that deficit to the least it's been since the first period. Philip Wrigley will check in at the back end of this timeout, and we'll be right back. Andrew Schutt on the baseline will put the ball in play for the Knights. It goes to Matthew Hawk, and the junior shows some composure out there, gets tripped up and Dan Moore out to the foul from Philip Wrigley. And Eric Wright crossed to the check-in after his foul. That's foul number 10, so that will be double bonus for Sunnyside for Derek Vandegraff, who makes his first. He's back up to 8. Eric Wright checks in for Philip Wrigley. He's done his job well here on a number of trips under the court. Final shot, a double bonus for Vandegraff and the Knights. And he makes that. So it's back up to 9. Moore, 1:47 o'clock. Can't work it out of dribble. Jesse Reed, 2-point country, tries to get in there. Dishes and gets it stolen by Jordan Hack. On the left hand side here, Andrew Schutt actually making that steal. Here comes Matthew Hack. 1.5 on the clock, 42-33, and Stan Moore with a foul. It's looking a little more dim now. You had your opportunity. You got it down to 7. Now it's 9, and Matthew Hawk is going to try to darken the lights for the Kings West Warriors with 1:29 on the clock, but he can't make the first one of 2. Jordan Hack and Derek Vandegraff will vacate the rebounding positions at the charity stripe. And then the younger brother, Scott is 1-for-2 at the line, and now the lead is 10, 43-33. 1:28 the clock as Stanmore dribbles across the left-hand side into the lane. And they're going to call blocking foul on Vandegraaff. Dan Moore has been the man for the Warriors tonight. Everyone's got their effort in, but the Leafs just didn't find that long range shot. David Steeles will come in after Moore makes his first. Back down to 9, single digits. Always feel like you're within reach of single digits. Lord Bright will sit down. His two fouls. John Lanza on the block for Schildmeier. Moore takes the second. Bounces off and should have been a jump ball, but Moore gets in three and he puts it in. It's 36-43. 7-point lead again, and Sam Moore has done that 2 or 3 times now. Pressing the Matthew Cock as he gets it across. Down to 106. And David Steele fouls number 31. Chad Ben Moore, and I'm guessing the 18.8 scoring average indicates the ability to put the ball in the hoop even from the 10-foot distance between the free throw stripe and the basket.
Chad Ben Moore's lost 2
shots. The Skills and Wrigley both doing their job, helping out with defense and fouling when you have to. And Ben Moore was in the 1-for-2 in double bonus. Chad takes the second and makes it. 45-36. This is a good free throwing team. I don't need to tell you that. 9-point lead now, still single digits. Dan Moore. Reeves wants it. Reeves gets it. Outside 3-point country, and he shoots it. Heels off. Rebound by Jordan Hack, and Reeves hooks him with his foot and gets called for a foul and says, "You all right?" And Jordan Hack says, "I'm fine." Feeling pretty good right now. 52.3 on the clock and a 9-point lead. He's going to the free throw line, where this team has been very, very comfortable in their win last night. Hawk 5-for-6 in the line. Andrew shoot 14-for-16. They shot 27-for-32 at the line. Solid team all the way around. And he makes his first 46-36 10-point lead. Sunnyside in the first half, only 1-for-3.
I'm out, King's West.
King's West 3-for-3, and with 52.3, Rick Rocker's got to draw some things up with the seniors and the sophomore out there now. And we'll let you enjoy some of the sounds of this wonderful experience here at Spokane. And now it's 47-36, 11-point game. Dan Moore out to Schildmeier. 3-point country works it over Jordan Hock with a rebound by Andy Schilt. And Dan Moore with a foul. Moore will sit down with 5 and take his time in the corner. Always leaves it on the floor. Gives you everything. Now he's been informed he's got 5, and the coach asks you to walk off the floor and take the bench. And John Lamb into the court. Moore and Sears, 42.0. 42 seconds exactly on the clock. 2-shot foul coming to Jordan, Andrew Shute. Shute makes it. 4-point lead. It's looking more and more like Sunnyside will be the other finalist facing the undefeated Willapa Valley Vikings. Jesse Reeves, 38 in the clock. This is wide. Schoenmeyer, hard to get it. Jordan Hack giving a hard time. Jesse Reeves for three, shooting. John Lansman battling, but it's going to be Chad Denmore who's fouled in the backcourt. 49-36, 28 seconds exactly on the clock. And a clean clock game here. Well played, well deserved for the Sunnyside Christian Knights. Well played by the Christian school, formerly called the Bremerton Christian School, Kings West Warriors. Just not their night. Lynn Moore makes it 50, 14-point lead. The bench smiling along with the coach who's still concentrated, Dean Wagner. And in comes Adam Burleson. Drew Moy. Tyler Olson. And Tyler Lyons. Jesse Reeves handshakes the official as the Warriors officially give up on their attempt to be in the finals. Adam Schoenmeyer sits down. Derek Vandegraaff sits down. Andrew Schoop sits down. John Booster in for him. John Bosman Jr. in for the other. David Shields. 26 on the clock. Moy working it in. Takes a shot. Nice job by Moy. Drew Moy for two. 51-38. 13-point lead. Backcourt foul. Working at the game plan. David Fields. 15.0 on the clock. Something very perfect about these. You get the 100 digits, and how often do you get three or four in a row as we've had with a .0. Perfect rounded number. Checking in for the night. After this first free throw, taken by Chad Denmore, the Ben Necker number 15 and Justin Berger's number 3. And the score now 52, 14 point lead. Jordan Hock out of the ballgame, hugs his younger brother. The coach says, tell your teammate who you are guarding. Chad Denmore checks in now for Justin Berger. David Steele now looks at the clock, 10 seconds on the clock. Takes a three. Short. Nice rebound by Tyler Olson. Takes his three. And it's good! Tyler Olson punches the air. 53-41 and 30. Throws the ball up as the horn sounds, and that's the final score, 53-41. As the Sunnyside Christian Knights are going to the finals, and Kings West will have to win tomorrow night to get third place. It's been a heck of a tournament, and it's unfortunate that dream of a championship on your first trip to the state finals. Kings going to be disappointed, but you have to admire the young guys for their effort. Both teams playing well. Sunnyside, it's their night tonight. Will it be the night tomorrow night of the Willapa Valley Vikings, undefeated through the regular season and the postseason, going into the finals at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Kings West will play at 4:30. We'll be there to cover that game for Radio Cambridge Institute. We'd like to say thank you to everybody who supported our efforts to follow this video and audio. Philippe Boucher of the voiceofbainbridge.net. Keeping internet radio and radio alive for his not-for-profit efforts. John Lansman getting the Sportsmanship Award along with Jordan Hack, posing with some of the kids, learning from these fine young sportsmen. Jesse Reeves doesn't want to leave the floor, much like Stan Moore didn't want to leave the floor. And that's it for tonight. We'll be with Kings West tomorrow as they buy for third place. The guys not happy now, but they'll be reminded by their coaches of how much they've accomplished undefeated through the season, going 4-0 to win their tri-district title. And 2-1 so far in state. They've got a chance to go 3-1 and claim third place. Well, it's a nice celebration. Their victory tonight and being in the final. Let me just say thank you to all of our sponsors. The M&M Deli in 76 Station. High School Road and Highway 305 in Bainbridge. We're bringing you the M&M Deli scoreboard and Island Family Eye Care, with a crew of you focused on the game. Island Family Eye Care and the Winslow Green. Eye Care with an Eye Care philosophy. David Kirscher, Scott Bray's Doctors, thank you for your support and all your wonderful staff. I'd like to thank Students West and all the schools this year for providing their support and cooperation in our efforts to spread community media and media education and literacy throughout Kitsap County. Good evening from Spokane Arena and the WIAA Boys State B Schools Championships. We'll be here tomorrow night for the final game for the Kings West Warriors. Good night, and so much for RBI Game of the Week.